There was amazing controversy on Ireland's Got Talent this Saturday when Judge Jason Byrne accidentally hit the golden buzzer for a drag act that wasn't exactly winning over the judges. Just take a listen to this.
Such a waste of a golden buzzer.
No. Denise pushed me onto it.
It wasn't
That's
me.
A waste. Now you cannot pick anybody else for the rest of the
Don't
series.
Don't worry, I won't let you down.
You
my
will.
Darling. I
you
won't
cannot
let
sing.
Oh,
you cannot
me.
Sing.
It was actually fate there. I was trying to protect the button to hear the rest of it, but then fate just landed me on the button.
And that was Jason Byrne talking about how he hit the golden buzzer with his foot when he was trying to protect his buzzer from Denise Van Outen getting him to kick Martin McGuinness off the stage. And I am joined now by that very one, Martin McGuinness. Martin, how did you feel getting the golden buzzer on Saturday night? Were you amazed?
I think my face said it all. I knew it wasn't going very well from hitting from the offset when I started off on the wrong key. It was just like. And so I was trying to claw my way back. But by then, two of the buzzers had gone, and then Louis acting the maggot as he always does, which I think is pretty ropey anyway, hitting other people's buzzers. I mean, the judges are there to do their job, and really, Louis should just butt out of other people's judging. Really, he should. He should know better. So I only had two buzzers, really, because Michelle was really into it. And so it was Jason, and there was quite a few in the audience getting into it, and it was going to build to a big finish, but it became a bigger finish than
an even bigger finish than you'd hoped. And so are you, you must be over the moon though. You're through to the semi-finals.
I am ecstatic because it wasn't, you know, I know that I don't profess to be the best vocalist by a long shot, but I know I can hold the tune. I've been entertaining audiences for years and that wasn't my finest hour, and I was so disappointed that I wasn't able to show what I could do. So hopefully I can come back all guns blazing and really entertain the crowd, because it's
all
an
right.
entertainment show.
Yes, well, exactly.
A music or song show, really.
And obviously the best then is yet to come. Look, thank you for talking to us this afternoon, Martin. And best of luck in the semi-finals, obviously.
Thank you very much.
All right, good on you, good on you.
Bye.
Now, of course, it's also Monday. So I am joined by the lovely Suzanne Cain, who I have missed terribly over
Hello,
the last number
Kira.
Of weeks, to give us all our top picks of entertainment on TV, movies
What's
and Netflix.
I haven't seen you in 8 weeks because you've been off in Tellyland.
I know.
Too busy to be here with me talking
Swanning
about telly.
Around the place, I have been.
That's what you get when you get a celebrity in doing these
I
shows.
I know.
Good
I've
afternoon.
You need a good hard work and journo, don't you?
Can I just point out before we talk telly and Netflix, today's show is like, I feel like it's been aimed at me. I have kids at home. I wonder, you know, should you be out wandering around naked in front of your children? And then you're talking about childcare. I'm up the walls, Kira.
Yeah.
So let's talk telly and just settle it all down, shall we? This is probably my favourite thriller that is going to be on throughout this year. Starts Wednesday night, Sky Atlantic, 9 p.m. The full series of Save Me is available for you to watch. Have a little listen first.
I'm arresting you on suspicion of abduction.
Can you tell me the last time you saw your daughter, Mr. Rudd?
Who?
She was 3 last time I saw her. You think this could be me?
If it is, give her back.
Whoever grabbed her up knows who I am to her. He knows me. I don't know if you're anywhere near, or if I'm anywhere nearer to you. I am coming for you.
You look terrified, Kira.
I love that ad. That ad sets my blood running cold. It's like a kind of a Cockney Taken, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's that's exactly what it is. It's based in South London. Saran Jones is absolutely incredible in it.
You remind me of her, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. That's definitely a compliment. So basically, it's based around a young girl who's abducted. Her dad, who is Lenny James, who wrote this, is a character called Nelly. He hasn't seen his little girl in 13 years. He's estranged from her mum as well, but he is dragged back into this and into her abduction. And it kind of follows from there. Saran's character grew up on a council estate, was from South London, very rough, kind of the pub, karaoke, all that kind of thing. And then she moved herself away from it. She married a very wealthy man. She's a businesswoman and she very much doesn't want to know about her news. But actually, the story tells not only the tale of this child and the abduction and the police involved, but actually the community involvement and how it all unfolds and what happens. You can download it. You can watch it on Sky Atlantic. The full series is there as of Wednesday night, 9 p.m. And I promise you, you will get it and you'll go, one more episode, one more episode. But it is so, so good.
Is it very suspensey? Because I get very scared.
Really? No, do you know what? It's a thriller in the best possible way, but there's so much heart in it. And Lenny James, because obviously it's Line of Duty, and Lenny James, this is just, I promise you, it's going to be one of those thrillers of the year that you'll go, everyone
taps
will see, have
our,
you seen
our
Save Me?
Deepest, darkest fears.
Yeah. And again, it's not just about the daughter being abducted. It's just, it's that community, about those relationships that, you know, how things get strange. 13 years have passed, a lot has happened. So it's a really, really good one. So Sky Atlantic, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and you can watch the whole series. Home of the Year is back on Tuesday night, RTE at 8:30, because let's face it, everybody loves a good snooper and everybody else has
we
gaff.
Totally do. Like other people's houses, like looking in through the windows.
Yeah,
property porn.
I mean, I wouldn't put that chair there. It costs $4,000. I couldn't afford it. But nonetheless, if I had it, I wouldn't put it in that corner. So it's back, and the judges wander around the house and they talk about the architecture, and we all sit at home and we, you know, both have envy and we judge and we do all the same things.
Do you look around your house and go, God, this is crap, because that's what I do.
Of course I do, all the time. Yeah, and I go, can we? And then my husband looks at me and goes, no, we can't. Right, your film for this week, I, Tonya. I'll play a quick bit of audio and then I'll tell you what it's all about.
When I was a kid, did you ever love me?
I made you a champion, knowing you'd hate me for it. That's the sacrifice a mother makes.
He cursed me. America, they want someone to love, but they want someone to hate. I mean, come on. What kind of friggin' person bashes in their friend's knee? Who would do that to a friend?
How closely is this based on true events? Because Tonya Harding was obviously a figure skater or what have you. I remember the case being going through the courts
all
and
right,
all that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the ins and outs of it exactly. So is this fairly close to life?
So it is a biopic. You will see flashbacks, bits and forward that she'll go, I didn't do that. I did that. I didn't do that. I did do that. So basically, for those who aren't aware, it tells the story of Tonya Harding and from childhood, and her mother is essentially a sociopath, and everything she does to get her daughter into the world of figure skating and how much she competes. She's an exceptional athlete. But in comparison to the other athletes that were competing at the time, she didn't have the money. So her mother made homemade outfits, and, you know, then she would come up against judges and judges would say, well, no, well, it's all about presentation. And she did not care. Like, she called them everything under the sun, but she was an incredible skater. But then as time went on, she got caught up with her then husband. She went on to marry, then became estranged. And then he went on to attack one of her main competitors.
They stabbed them.
They broke her knee. Like, they baseball batted her knees, basically. Yeah, so she couldn't ski. Now, she went on to the Olympics. Nancy Kerrigan went on to the Olympics. That's not giving anything away. That's the true story.
Yeah.
But it's all the ins and it's such a dark comedy that you will find yourself laughing at what you would deem the most inappropriate moment. But it's put together so unbelievably well that you're like, it's okay to laugh, because this is really terrible, but it's kind of really funny, very black humor. It's an incredible,
I think I'm gonna love this.
You will absolutely love it. It's available
in
cinemas now right the way across the country if you're looking for something this weekend. You know, ironically, with the snow you can ice skate there. Your Netflix pick of the week, if you're familiar with it, the Emmy award winning Queer Eye is back. It was Queer Eye for a Straight Guy. Basically, it's five guys trying to make America great again through fashion and through home decor and interiors and all those kind of things. Here's a quick clip.
Boys, you ready?
The original show was fighting for tolerance. Our fight is for acceptance.
Let's do this.
I'm excited. Like, I don't know what to expect.
I'd like the Fab Five to help me get out of my comfort zone.
I think my dad is lonely.
I want her to be excited about the new me.
Remy is surviving, and I need him to start thriving.
Very funny. Very, very funny. Kira's like, is it funny? I'm like, it's very funny. So, do you know what? It was kind of the first kind of, you know, bit of reality we had of that type of reality of five people going and making your life over. It was done in New York, and now they're gone to Georgia, Atlanta, and I don't even know how people find these people, but yet they still find them. And then the Fab Five arrive and they turn their lives around, and they really have to kind of go, I'm okay with that, you can do anything that you want to my house, to my personal life, to my fashion, to everything. But it works. It was at the time, 15 years ago, the kind of pinnacle of reality television. And you know what, it's back on Netflix, and everybody is engrossed.
Okay, cool. Because I was kind of wondering, has reality TV, have we moved on from it, that kind of, you know, Geordie Shore, prurient Big Brother looking at things, but not really.
No, so this isn't like people going out and getting drunk and having sex on television or anything like that at all. These are people living in Atlanta, in Georgia, and they're looking for help in to make their lives better. These five guys come along and they look after their health, they look after their well-being, they look after their home, they look after their fashion. It's the whole full makeover. And actually, do you know what? They are Fab Five, but they're very caring guys. You know, they come from a good place. So, yeah.
Alrighty,
it is. It's a good pick. I promise. Watch it once.
I will indeed.
Save me as your one for this week, though.
I'm scared already, but I think I do want to see it. Thank you so much,
pleasure,
as ever, to Suzanne Kane. We will, of course, see you next Monday with all your top picks of entertainment then for us.